2 weeks to flatten 3 years, a crowning achievement. In March 2020, the entire world was forcibly, aggressively, violently, and permanently changed. Not because of a virus, but because of the concept of a virus, among other false notions and fabricated events. The entire world was placed on lockdown. Then it was open. Then it was locked down again. The confusion and anguish were unbearable, and as a result, an entire generation of humans has been traumatized. Many took their lives. Many agreed to be injected just to get it over and done with. The state, health ministers, and various alphabet agencies all issued recommendations, which most people agreed on and dutifully followed. In reality, no virus has ever been proven to exist, at least not in the way that the medical industrial complex has portrayed, fervently promoted, and profited from it. Thus, there is no spread. Worse and more heinous, there will never be a genuine, safe, effective, and legitimately approved vaccine. Lockdowns, masks, stand here stickers, plastic barriers, and every mandate conceived, tested, and put into effect during this most epic of deadly, expensive, life-altering, and life-destroying frauds were therefore useless. What made people ill? Why were there so many deaths? Could it be a sudden increase in EMF radiation, both inside and outside our homes, cities, and neighborhoods? Could it be a gradual increase in atmospheric and environmental toxins? Could it be a consistent consumption of toxic and poisonous food products? Could it be that your mind is a very powerful instrument that has been and continues to be used against you in order to make you sick? Quote from Joaquin Bartol. The idea that we have an immune system comes from this faulty germ theory, and that is a big problem. You see, the germ theory is all about instilling you with fear from an invisible enemy. It's like war. You are being attacked, and the only way to combat the threat is by medicine, such as antibiotics, vaccines, or other totally useless but deadly crap. Now, we know that the only things that can make you sick are nutrition deficiencies, poison, toxins, EMF and similar radiation exposure, pharmaceuticals/drugs, poor sleep, and negative emotions such as anger, perpetual fear, and unresolved trauma. And again, you cannot get a disease from another person or living being. We do not transmit disease. That goes against nature and biology. Most importantly, the things that have always caused people to get sick and die did not suddenly stop. The actual data does not lie either. The truth is that there was no higher rate of death, morbidity, in the last 3 years than in any previous year, and it was certainly not caused by a novel contagion, which was, and continues to be, pure fiction. Obese, elderly, and severely compromised people were already dying, and the Crown V did nothing to speed up the process. If anything, media induced panic and hysteria, rather than a fake, invisible attacker, played a major role in their demise. The strict and insane lockdown restrictions, the inhumane, prematurely aggressive, and predatory measures used by brainwashed doctors and nurses, the separation from friends and family, the isolation and extreme prejudice, these are what killed them, not a made-up virus. Nothing changed except the narrative and propaganda, which exploded everywhere, all at once. Nothing in reality changed except our perception of it, and big lies have been used repeatedly throughout history. How easily we forget. The real issues arose during lockdowns, particularly during the rollout of hastily produced transfection agents. Suicides and drug overdoses increased significantly. Businesses, marriages, and lives were disrupted, disturbed, and destroyed. Since the injections began, there has been a steady increase in illness and injury due to side effects, as well as sudden deaths. However, they want you to attribute these things to nonsense narratives about climate change, racism, and inequality. Absolutely ridiculous. Inquire with your doctor about this startling revelation. See if it's right for you. The effects range from anger to rage to zimmy zimmy 99. Yes, that last one is made up. But I can employ AI to write me news stories, medical journal studies, scientific studies, and even fabricated nearly human news anchors, endless clickbait news feeds, fact-checked websites, emotionally triggering social media posts, hard-hitting documentaries, books, blog posts, shocking headlines, misleading and provocative opinion pieces, and scripts for paid actor expert panels, with which I can paint the whole world with Zimmy Zimmy 99. All day, every day, everywhere, all at once. You will see this idea, your subconscious will absorb it, you will feel the fear it instills, and you will begin to believe it. This is how mind control works, particularly trauma-based mind control. Eyes open.